Another experiment that, in my opinion, is even scarier. A person volunteered to take a survey. They show up in a room. There's several other people who are already sitting down taking the same survey. And they're not knowing these people, these other people in the room are all actors. Smoke starts billowing from a nearby door. They see the smoke. They look around at the other volunteers, which are the actors in this one, and they seem not to care at all. So the actors have been told simply do nothing. So now smoke is starting to fill the room. Smoke detectors are going off and beeping like crazy. It's starting to look even more like there's a genuine emergency here. So the actors see the smoke, then they casually go back to filling out the survey. In this experiment, 100% of people sat in the room long enough to die of asphyxiation. And if the fire had been real, 100% would have died.
Shot. That's it. Come, everyone, line up. Get your COVID shot. There you go. Good girl. Yeah. Come and get your COVID shot. You do. Get your COVID shot. Everyone.
Hi, everyone. This video is proving that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. I'm in a food court in the shopping mall. The only way Satan was able to deceive the whole world by taking this abomination was to call it a vaccine. So you can find a Find My Bluetooth app pretty much in any app store. So look for a Find My Bluetooth, because a lot of the new phones it doesn't show up on. But with these apps you can find it. And once again, I'm going to prove it to you. I'm just going to press this here, and you can see, because there are a lot of shills now who are very upset that this is being exposed, because this is your proof. This is the mark of the beast. If this was just a vaccine, there is no way each person would have their own identifying number. Here we go. It instantly shows up. So these ones here, this is what they look like. This is what they look like right here. Each one of these represents one person, their unique beast number. They are now part of the beast system. Now this one is not, okay? But they're not hard to tell. They all have the same layout. Let's try this. Let's try to find this. Maybe we can link this device. Let's try it. Let's try this person. Warm, hot. They're close. They're close. Connection lost. Get back where you started. This person must be close by. Okay, let's check another person. Let's try this lost soul, who is now part of the beast system, owned by Satan. Oh, they're close by. Wonder who it is. This person's close by. You know, I wonder how many months without taking this abomination that I'll even be able to come in and purchase food. How many months I have left. And you can tell, this one is not, okay? This one is not. They all look the same. They each have their own unique beast number. They can be tracked anywhere on Earth now. They are literally owned because, as I mentioned in a previous video, the Supreme Court passed a bill that if something is genetically modified, the patent owner owns part, if not all, of that organism.
This earthquake was massive, and I know that it was a worldwide earthquake. The earthquake hit, and there was multiple millions of lives lost. Millions, I mean literally millions of lives. I've never heard of an earthquake where millions of people have been killed, ever. The world was completely stunned. The devastation of property and loss was beyond comprehension. It could not be measured. Some regions were so destroyed that they never bothered to send rescue teams in. That's how devastated they were. I know now that that's what I saw. I saw dead people resurrected from the graves. The condition that they came out was very unusual, and I literally saw dirt flying, and I saw this all over the globe. It wasn't just in one area, it wasn't just in, say, the United States, it was all over. These people came out in the middle of the day glimmering. Their outfits and their person was brighter than the sun. I wish I could explain that to you, other than I could see the brightness of these people coming out. And as soon as these people disappeared, for a lack of words, wherever they went, mass hysteria began to hit the earth. People had the appearance of absolute despair, hysteria. There was pandemonium everywhere. There was mass chaos, lawlessness, and fear was working everywhere. I was able again to see in many quadrants of the earth, and there wasn't any one nation that was under this. All of the globe was experiencing this. One of the things that was happening during this hysteria was many, many people were asking, where did these people go? What happened? And all saw this event, or they experienced it afterwards. What I saw in people was that literally nearly everyone I experienced had a great, great look of despair and hopelessness upon their face. Everywhere I went, there was hopelessness. Nobody seemed to be happy about living. What it appeared to me with this despair, it was that like every person on earth had just left their mother's funeral. Everyone. Can you imagine that for just a minute? Everybody on planet Earth had to bury their mom that day and was leaving that, funeral or memorial service with the weight of that. That's how people appeared. They were very, very grieving, very, very, despondent. I was able to see into many, many homes in the United States these white boxes that were about this big that looked to be like televisions. And when I saw these, they were in nearly every single home in the U.S. All of those media devices were shut down for about a two-week period. After about 2 weeks of time, television and radio began to be back up and running. However, it was completely different than what was previously being broadcast. The broadcasts were being bombarded nearly everywhere, and they were depicting a soon-to-come new government and leadership. A man would be emerging to lead us. The man finally came on the scene. He spoke with great eloquence and charisma. He was soothing and promised answers to all current issues. This man was smooth and extremely convincing, able to solve nearly all problems. He was a consummate communicator. He began to communicate through large screen televisions that were strategically placed everywhere the general populace met. Think back for me for just a few moments. 1980, 1981. Large screens televisions? No. Now, what was strange about this is that this man's speeches and directions for the whole world had to do with new times upon us as human beings, new directives for global peace, and the need to give up current citizenship for world citizenship. This is what this man said nearly every time he came on. The new order was said to have all the answers to problems and the leadership necessary to bring the change, causing the world to finally become the envisioned globe of peace. This is what we heard over and over. Folks, this was 1980 when I had this dream. It sounds like right now, doesn't it? Every day the paper is pumping in your mind, and programs are pumping in your mind, global peace.
The following is an eerie CCTV recording, which was captured in a hospital in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and it was all over the news. At 3:30 in the morning, a receptionist can be seen getting out of the chair and, based on his reports, greeting an elderly woman that was coming through the door. And we do in fact notice how the automatic door is opening. The unsettling part, however, is that there is no trace of anybody entering. The man walks towards the entrance, detaches the security tape, and writes down the patient info. After finishing up, he seems to let the invisible person pass through and guides them towards the back of the hospital. Only moments later, another CCTV camera captures how the same receptionist is getting a wheelchair, which is stored right next to the elevators. He offers it to the invisible lady, but is seemingly getting rejected, causing him to return the wheelchair. As the hours go by, the man is wondering if the elderly woman got picked up after losing sight of her for quite some time. After checking, the hospital staff told him that they have not admitted anybody around that time and that nobody saw the elderly lady he was speaking of. They check the patient registration and, get this, it turns out that the info belonged to a woman who had deceased the day prior. So, was the man talking to a ghost here? How scary.
One thing I hope people take away from this channel, brothers and sisters, is that people see it's the whole world. In Scripture, we're told Satan deceives the whole world. Satan deceives us even about that thing. Cha Eung-woo is a famous singer from South Korea. What do you know? He does the Eye of Horus, where he darkens half his face, or darkens one eye utterly, covers half his face. One eye symbolism. He uses a donut to cover one of his eyes. Some flowers are covering his eye. He's doing 666 in the Eye of Horus. He's doing it again there. Did he take a bite out of the apple, like in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve getting beguiled by Satan the serpent? Ask him, and I don't know if he'll tell you anything. Right? The vow of silence about fame, fortune, and success, the biblical world, and secret societies. It sure looks like he's hiding his hand the way a Freemason would do. It sure looks like he's hiding his hand the way a Freemason would do. God bless you, everyone.
Can you hear David right now? With his spine, got all that pain to go, he'll be injury, and touch his emotions right now, and in mind. Set David free. Got all that pain and restriction to go from his spine right now.
Mm-hmm.
Recreate and put those discs back in the perfect position.
Just be free.
He has a feeling.
Good.
Pain gone?
Yeah.
Just been down, mate. Free. How's it going?
Very good.
All gone?
Yeah.
Did you feel any strange sensation or anything?
I just felt like something like burnt, like something heavy leave me. I felt like it was going out of me.
Yeah.
And you had that for how long?
5-6 years.
And when did it come on you? How did it start?
From a heavy lift.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I had constant back pain. I wouldn't be able to work. I work as a construction worker. And every time it'd be like a tedious thing to get on my knees to bend my back. But yeah, no more pain.
Yeah, fantastic.
No more pain?
No more pain.
Come on. Would you have pain before?
Dude, yeah, like really bad.
No, we'll pray for you. Yeah.
Can you heal me of my heart problems?
Absolutely. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. That's his specialty.
Is he?
Amen. I'll pray for you for that. Do you have anything named for your sickness? Do you? Look at here.
I have both of my heart problems.
You have
it's already on record. You have holes in your heart valves? Okay, so like, what is the symptoms of holes in your heart valves?
I feel dizzy and lightheaded all the time.
Do you feel dizzy and lightheaded right now?
Yes.
All right, so in the name of Jesus Christ, I command every unclean spirit, loose your hold of her now in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. Satan, I bind all of your power right now in the name of Jesus Christ. He loves you. He has taken the sins of the whole world. That includes you. So be healed right now. I speak that healing right now to your heart. Heart, be healed. Be made whole in Jesus' name. You feel anything going on in your heart right now?
I feel like lightened.
Lightened? Are you feeling yeah. heat too in there?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, stand up and walk around. Tell me if you're feeling dizzy.
I feel completely fine.
Isn't that amazing? And you normally you're dizzy.
Yeah.
And that right now you're not.
No.
Here, do something
that's
that would.
So weird.
Yeah, do something like this. Do go like this. Spin around a couple times. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel
really.
Isn't that amazing? It's so amazing. I didn't know Jesus like existed.
Yes, Jesus is real. He loves you. Now, you were an atheist?
I've been an atheist for my whole life.
And you're telling me the truth that you always dizzy when you walk, but now you're not.
I've been dizzy my whole life. I have holes in my heart valves. I feel fine. I feel lightened. I feel great. I don't feel dizzy.
You know what? In fact, say I don't have holes in my heart valves anymore.
I don't have holes in my heart valves.
Because it's amazing how powerful the tongue is. The tongue has the power of life and death. You speak life over yourself instead of death over yourself. So if you keep on saying to yourself, I have holes in my heart valves, the holes in the heart valves stay. Right, there you go. So did you understand the gospel when I was telling you about Jesus before?
I kind of do, yeah. Now I do.
Yeah, it's like he's the same. He's alive. He came, they crucified him. He came out of the grave.
You healed my friend of his sight problems.
I did?
Yes.
I've ministered to a lot of people that had bad sight. But this is how you get saved, all right? Jesus loves you, all right? It's like he is the righteousness of God. It's like there's one God that exists, and he sent his one and only son, Jesus, to die for the sins of the whole world because you're a sinner. We're born sinners. It's like we're not good enough to get to heaven on our own merits, all right? That's the situation that mankind is dealing with. And so we need Jesus to be our sacrifice for sins because the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. So to receive Jesus, you receive him. Say, I believe, Jesus, that you're the Savior of the world. So say this. Say, Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
I believe you sent your son, Jesus.
I believe you sent your son, Jesus.
To die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
I acknowledge that I'm a sinner.
I acknowledge that I'm a sinner.
I repent. And I believe that Jesus is the Savior.
And I believe that Jesus is the Savior.
And I thank you, Jesus, for healing me.
And I thank you, Jesus, for healing me.
Amen. Amen. Now, the Bible is so true. God is so faithful. When we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. The Bible says that. And you're confessing this freely based on what you just experienced, obviously, right? But you said you're
right. Yeah, now my heart isn't pounding anymore.
That's amazing. I'm going to pray for you one more time now that just received Christ as Savior, right? Mm-hmm. So Lord, now that she belongs to you officially, bless her. Bring your mighty power upon her in the name of Jesus Christ because you love her so much, Lord. You've been waiting for this day, Lord God, so that she would know you and how much you love her and how real you are. So bring your peace upon her in the name of Jesus. Satan, you're a liar. She belongs to Jesus now. So heart be completely healed. Vows be healed. Be strengthened in Jesus' mighty name. Right now, Jesus is Lord, and I rebuke all anxiety over you in Jesus' name. Are you feeling anything more now in your heart?
I just feel free.
It's amazing. Do another couple more twists like this. Then you feel great.
I feel fine.
That is amazing. So you just keep on believing. Don't let nobody steal it from you.
I intend to.
All right? Like if any friends that are atheists try to say to you, that's a bunch of baloney, don't believe it. Because you know this experience has been real.
Yes.
It was real. You know it. So it's so important that you don't let nobody talk you out of it. Because people will try and talk you out of it.
I know.
They will. It's amazing. People are so negative. You know, so, but God, I believe God's going to bless you. So Holy Spirit, come upon her. Lord, baptize with your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Come upon her and power, Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
big suit.